This is feedback for Newton Hamilton. Hamlin. Got it. All right. Newton, I got to start with this. I think I just got to say, wow. You are literally the most amazing, smartest guy that I have ever met. And just your personality, your demeanor, it's infectious. It truly is. Your smile is infectious. And it's just really been an honor to be in this room with you and to be able to give you some feedback. Looking back at as you kind of went through, growing up, and you start out with math being your strong point, and you kind of see that throughout your whole life, that linear and mathematics has always been such an important part of what you're all about. One thing that you talked about was growing up about your daddy, and I had so much respect for how you described him. He was an artist of the ground, an artist of the agricultural. I mean, just that was you had such pride in describing your father, and that's just a really cool thing, and I have a lot of respect for that. I know you said some things I think kind of get in your way, and things like deception is a big part of your life, procrastination. You never had goals. I think that, that's a lot of yourself, your false self talking to you. I think that looking at what you've accomplished in your life, to say that you've never had goals, it doesn't make sense. You've done some amazing things to go to another country and do what you've done is amazing. I think you underestimate what you've accomplished. Another thing that I've kind of picked up as we've gone through this is you observe things and see things that others don't. I know, at least for me, things that I don't see. And that's such a gift. To be able to see things the way that you see them. And I just think that's a really cool thing. I think that perfection is something that you really maybe, I don't know, say you struggle with, but I think it's something that's a big part of your life is perfection. I think it falls right in line with just the whole linear mathematics, everything's symmetry, everything has to kind of be a certain way. Even how you described when you played the flute, the hitting those notes was powerful, and it was, it was hitting that perfection and being successful at it. I think that you have, or have had at least, a lot of suffering. I think, especially when it comes to religion, and again, I'm sorry that you were exposed to what you've been exposed to with the church, and are still exposed. Like you said, you still have to take your mom to that awful church, and you showed visible anger, that about that situation, and it's I think, Lo, it's a good thing. I think it's a really good thing, because I think that you're a rebel. I think you are a rebel when it comes to religion. I think that Satan better watch out, and you are a big player in God's plan. I think that, you say that, and it breaks my heart that you had comments about you feel like you've wasted your life, and you have shame and not happy with your life, and I think the best is yet to come. I think that you have this faith that's strong, and you have this good anger built up, and you have this rebel inside you that can be there, just like you said, what you do with your money. You'd be there to help the suffering, advise them, be available to them. that's out of your comfort zone. I know people are not your strong suit, but I think that's where you could be so, so helpful. Because I think you have so much to bring. Like I said, you're so infectious. You truly are. And I think that you could come into a room and really light it up and really be there for those people that really need them. I think the only other thing that I truly have is, that part of that is, I think being a mentor. I think you really could be a mentor to people that, not even necessarily youth, but even people that have been through those situations, that have struggled with that kind of atmosphere. I really was looking at the pictures again and kind of analyzing them again, and I went back to that picture, that bottomless picture that both you and I initialed. And I look at it as quicksand. Is, that dirt's going down, but it's, if you ever try to climb out of something like that, it just keeps falling down as you try to climb out of it. And everything up there is things that you enjoy. They're symmetry, they're things of beauty. And then you have one thing that says bottomless, and I feel like that's maybe what's, it's keeping you down. It's that quicksand, but it's your false self. I think that you are way more capable than you believe. And again, I'm just honored to be able to sit in the same room with you and be able to share my thoughts with you. It means the world to me.